Hello everyone, this is Josh on Josh's Encouragement, and today we are starting a new series called What's Church? This series kind of started in January when I got it in the mail, but since we're not in January anymore, we're in March. So we're just going to do it by the week because it's really not based on the month that you're in. It's just based on telling you what weeks you're going to read. So since there's only, I think there might be only 3 weeks in January because I didn't send it for the first week. It really doesn't matter the week, so we'll just like do one every week probably, but let's get started into it. Sunday morning services, Wednesday night small groups, Friday prayer meetings. For some, the rhythm of church brings comfort and order. For others, frustration and disappointment. But regardless of where we might fall along that spectrum, there's not one thing we all can agree about. If we're being honest at times, we all hope for more in our church experience. This week, we will be going over, where does your faith come from? Hi everyone, this is Josh again, and today, of course, we're going over, where does your faith come from? For some people, it's easy because they're born into a Christian family, but that doesn't mean they're saved. They still have to do the other step by asking Jesus into their heart, but it's very much encouraged in their house. For other people, it's hard because their house isn't full of Christians. They have to wiggle through their family and find Christ on the outside. And for those people, Jesus is almost like red air. People are embarrassed to show it. In 2019, it is hard to call yourself a Christian in front of non-Christian friends. But that's how you can tell that you're a real Christian. You say it, if they ask, and you don't lie. But Josh, you're talking about embarrassment, not where your faith comes from. That's true, but your faith comes from Jesus, like your red hair. Like a real red-haired person in life, you have to learn to deal with it. And also like red hair, you can't cover up red hair like you can... you can't cover up red hair and you can't cover up Jesus. They're almost like the same, but hair. But your faith comes from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit starts you through your journey by showing you who Jesus is. He opens your eyes, he or she, or just the Spirit, opens your eyes and lets you see who Jesus and God really are. It also opens up your eyes so you can see who you are, a real sinner. Then short after, Jesus comes and walks with you the rest of your journey, learning more about him and God. So, what does the Bible say about faith? In Hebrews 11:1 it tells us about faith. And being sure, and faith in Hebrews 11:1 means being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Perhaps no other component in Christian life is more important than faith. We cannot purchase it, sell it, or give it to our friends. So what faith is a role that faith plays in our, So what is faith and what role does faith play in the Christian life? The dictionary defines faith as a belief in the devotion to or trust in someone or something, especially without logic proof. It also defines faith as belief in the devotion of God. The Bible has much more to say about your faith and how important it is. In fact, it's so important that without faith we have no place with God, and it is impossible to please him. Hebrews 11:6. According to the Bible, faith is belief in the one true God without actually seeing him. So everyone, faith comes from the Holy Spirit, and you grow through Jesus to be the godly person that a Christian should be. So everyone, that's what we learned this week, and next week we'll learn about... we'll learn about fear, and that is for week 2. If you guys like this series, you can like and subscribe, I think, because this is a podcast, so you can like and subscribe, and I will see you next time on Josh's Encouraging Podcast, or Josh's Encouragement. Bye, guys!